This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. We're very proud at Joy to support local independent artists here on Joy. And you would have heard the track Walking Out on Joy Daytime. Welcome back to Joy, Mr. Brad Wolf.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Brad. Now, thanks for coming in again. Now, we added Walking Out to Joy a few months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
To the Daytime playlist.
Been great. Thank you.
You shot a video for it and everything. What's the reaction been like to Walking Out?
Yeah, really good support. Everyone sort of really likes it, which is good. It's been it's a really upbeat song, and been really receptive, and I really appreciate it. So
that's
thanks for playing.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Now you moved from Wellington in New Zealand, where I come from as well. So obviously Kiwis got stuck together. So
we do.
You moved to Melbourne in 2007.
Yes.
Why did you choose Melbourne, and how does Melbourne compare with Wellington for the music scene?
I think Melbourne and Wellington are actually really similar, and I chose Melbourne because I'd been here before. I actually flew to Sydney first on the way in because I hadn't seen it. But
me too.
I think Melbourne's has got a very similar vibe to Wellington. Really funky, lots of live music, which is great, and just lots of other musicians who are generally really supportive of each other, which is cool. So yeah.
Now your sound is quite sort of electro pop,
yes.
I guess. So what's been your influences, I guess, growing up and even now?
It's funny. I was having this discussion with someone yesterday, actually, and there's several that spring to mind. ABBA, Madonna, David Bowie.
Pet Shop Boys.
Pet Shop Boys
really?
Weren't. Yeah, they weren't. But funnily enough, I get a lot of people say, oh, you must love Pet Shop Boys. And Walking Out sort of sounds a bit Pet Shop Boys. And I was like, well, I like them. They've never been someone that a group that I've really listened to hell of a lot. So
Depeche Mode?
More Depeche Mode than Pet Shop Boys. Yeah.
Now, you arrived in Melbourne with this, your suitcase and guitar.
Yes, yes.
Now, as an openly gay man, have you ever had to serenade a man in your life, Brad?
Have I serenaded? I've serenaded many men in my life.
Have you taken the guitar out and thought, I really like you, I'm going to play this song for you?
I have, and one of the funny things too is that actually a lot of my original songs that I only record original songs that generally they're about relationships, and it's funny really because I don't always tell the people it's about them, so you know, you never know if you're out there, any of my exes, you never know what I've written about you.
So you're like a Taylor Swift then?
A little bit, yeah, and she actually said, I think it was this week, she said she really likes her doomed relationships because she gets songs out of them, and I have to agree. I sometimes think, God, if I ever get happily married, what am I going to write about? Flowers and gardens and stuff like
that. So I guess it's easy to write about the bad relationships and the good relationships, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, it's not all bad. It's sometimes just the trials of relationships and dates and so forth. And I mean, so I write about friends as well, so it's not just relationships, but they say that every story is about love and survival, but most songs are about love, really.
Love is tough, which brings us on to
yes.
Now, Tough Love is the new single, which is released when?
We're looking probably late August. It's just been sent off to get mastered and everything, and it'll be a digital only single for the moment. It's actually part of a bigger EP, I'm wanting to release the song now, and then there'll be another single down the track. But yeah, Tough Love is the first single off it, so.
But we have it now.
We do. It's an exclusive.
We have it now. This is the first play on radio for Mr. Brad Wolf. It's called Tough Love. Let me know what you think of this track on air at joy.org.au, or you can SMS 0427 joy 949. Joy 94.9 with Leo on the Friday morning show. My special guest this morning is Mr. Brad Wolf. He is a Melbourne independent singer-songwriter. That was his new single, Tough Love. Now, Brad, you've got a tattoo on your arm for the single, which is quite cool. I love that.
I actually got it for the video. There's a video for that song now on YouTube as well. So
I know. Now, we'll talk about the video because in the video, I think the boys will like the video because... You whip the shirt off, there's the tight t-shirt, there's the brooding looks to the camera.
Oh yeah, I love a camera. Yeah.
There's also boxing gloves, so explain the concept of the video.
Well, I mean, I've been boxing a lot lately, really, the last year with my trainer. No, but you know, and it's been...
Whatever.
It's, yeah, no, right. So it's been... I've really enjoyed it, actually. It's a really hard workout. But anyway, I was doing this video and I wanted to do something that sort of really, I don't know, expressed the concept of... you know, the difference between, there's this idea, my father used to always say to me, tough love, when we were growing up, and you know, it was a firm upbringing. And when I wrote the song, I sort of wanted to do a video that really expressed the weirdness, the sort of dichotomy in that statement. Tough and love are such different things. Love is supposed to be so delicate, but you know, you've got to be so tough when you're in love. And so that's kind of how it sort of came about. So when we did the video, I thought, well, I'm going to use my boxing gloves and rip my shirt off, of course.
Boxing gloves, and you're trying to eat, and you're trying to work your phone and everything.
It was loads of fun. It was just really, I think it sort of says, to me, it says a lot about when you're in a relationship and you're trying to be so delicate, and it's like you've got boxing gloves on sometimes and you make a mistake and it's just ridiculous. So,
as an independent artist, is it tough, I guess, doing music videos and doing the whole... social media and the networking and stuff. How tough is it for an independent artist out there?
Oh, it's extremely tough. And I mean, when you sort of thinking about music videos, it's budgetary concerns are the biggest sort of issue. It's you know, you don't have a lot of money and you've got to make a concept or an idea go as far as you can on pretty much nothing. But which is sometimes hard and sometimes it works really well. And I think it worked really well in this situation. But as for networking, you just got to be constantly sort of out there and putting yourself out there and listening to what people say as well.
Because even at the moment, I've noticed since coming back from Auckland, the last few weeks, even like major acts like Johnny Ruffo and The Collective especially, their new songs have missed the top 40 altogether.
Right, right.
So even, I guess, local artists signed to a label are struggling as well. So it's not just the independent. I think our competitors on commercial radio don't play enough local content. And I think if that changed, maybe it would, revitalise the industry and get people buying more local music.
For sure. I mean, it's not an industry that you can really... I mean, I work full-time as well as making music, and I have to, of course. And a lot of artists do, even established artists, like you say, that have major label deals. I mean, it's been an industry in flux for a long time with the change in digital sort of downloading and stuff like that. But also, in terms of commercial radio, I think... I don't know the exact statistics, but it was actually quite a poor showing, I think, last year in terms of local content on commercial radio in Australia, and it was some report that was released. I mean, New Zealand has, as you know, New Zealand has like a quota for local content, and I think Australia has that, but it would be great to see more local content on commercial radio for sure.
Exactly right. But now, if people want to follow you or find out about your music, where is your Facebook, Twitter?
Basically just Google Big Brad Wolf, one word. It's Twitter at Big Brad Wolf, I think you can find me on Facebook. Brad Wolf Music, I think, is the word after the facebook.com. So,
and in a few weeks, Tough Love will be on iTunes.
Yeah, so it'll be a double single with a song called Drift Away, and then there'll be an EP in a few months' time with the next single and eight new tracks.
So. But good luck, Brad, for everything, and hopefully this will sort of do well for you.
And thank you.
That's the day job for me.
That would be nice. I hope they're not listening. But yeah. And thank you for the premiere. Thank you very much.
No worries at all. That's Brad Wolf on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.